In Louisiana, a researcher delivers concrete evidence that African Americans on jury panels are 3 times more likely to be struck off than white Americans. In the Northern Territory, an Alice Springs lawyer says Indigenous Australians rarely even make it to first base. They don't even get to be called up for jury duty. And in Victoria, a highly experienced former judge says peremptory challenges are fair, but they should be scaled back. First to Louisiana. Melbourne lawyer Ursula Noy is very involved with Reprieve Australia, an organisation that works to end the death penalty. She recently spent 12 months in New Orleans researching what's known as black striking. This is where prosecutors try to knock out as many African Americans as possible from sitting on a jury. This is in a state where the population is 1/3 black, but the prison population is 2/3 black. The raw data that Ursula Noy has collected is striking. African Americans are at least 3 times more likely to be cut than white Americans. The latest findings confirm earlier 2003 research, also conducted by Reprieve.
It was something that was noticed by most of the defence lawyers, but there was no evidence to substantiate what they were noticing. So this is why we started looking at how can we get some statistical data on how many blacks are on juries and how many whites are on juries, and how can we prove that despite the population of certain parishes being between 25% and 50% black, that juries were ending up with perhaps 1 to 2 black people on them, if that.
So what research did you actually conduct?
So my job was to go out to courthouses in the different parishes, some of them quite remote, and request criminal files to take copies of and note and record what happened in the courtroom once the jury came into the courtroom. So we were able to obtain records which showed the jury pool, which showed which of the jury pool were sat in each of the courtrooms, the race and gender of those jurors, and eventually who ended up on the jury. And so what that really meant was sitting in courthouses for hours and hours and hours a day, copying records, marking records, copying records, and being nice to the court staff so we could get the information that we needed.
So I understand that you looked at the jury panels from 1,500 criminal trials in 3 separate parishes in Louisiana. What did you actually find?
So our preliminary results show that prosecutors in the 3 parishes are 3 to 4 times as likely to strike a black potential or prospective juror as they are to strike a white prospective juror.
And you would say that's a bad thing, which may well have an impact on verdicts.
Yes, our preliminary research showed, and that was in Jefferson Parish, showed that the acquittal rate when you had, say, 0 black jurors, for example, was 4.4%, whereas if you had 4 or more black jurors on a jury, the acquittal rate was 15.9%. So there's a stark difference between who's on the jury as to what outcomes you're getting. And rather than say that's based on the colour of your skin, I think it's much deeper than that in terms of your life experience and what you bring to the deliberation of the jury.
Those figures you've just mentioned refer back to the 2003 study. Have you crunched the numbers down for the work you've just completed?
We're currently crunching those numbers. I can't give you any more than the preliminary results we have. They are being analysed by Northwestern University in Chicago as we speak.
How will this information be used by lawyers in the States, do you think?
This information will hopefully be used in a number of ways. The first is in cases where there has been black striking. And that's what we call when the prosecutors strike more blacks than they do whites from jury service because they are black, which is actually constitutionally invalid under Batson and Kentucky. We hope that it will be used in individual cases. For example, there's a case in 2002, Louisiana versus Harris, and there was evidence found by the Louisiana Supreme Court that the prosecutor had struck a juror because, and using her words, he was a single black male. In that case, there was a Batson and Kentucky violation, and the court set aside the conviction, vacated the sentence, and a new trial was ordered. In that case, he'd previously been on death row. He was then convicted and sentenced for manslaughter and negligent homicide and was therefore removed from death row. So that's a very real outcome of what can happen in a case where Batson violations are found. The second way is really as a lobbying tool. We found that in the 2002-2003 study, it was very effective. The media we had surrounding the study was very effective in driving and forcing a response from the DA's office. So much so that courts were commenting on how that particular parish DA's office was bending over backwards to distance themselves from the behaviour or the racist behaviour of their predecessors. So as a lobbying tool, it can be very important and very useful for defence attorneys in Louisiana.
So not just for individual cases, but also as a way of kind of shifting the conversation and shifting public policy.
That's correct. And we also hope that there is some way that we can use this data to support cases of individual jurors who have been struck from serving their civic duty because of their race, which we say is a constitutional violation.
Jury selection more generally in the USA, how much thought and effort goes into that in a criminal trial? It's a completely different situation from here in Australia, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Compared to Victoria, there are more peremptory challenges available to the lawyers. Both sides have the same number of strikes. It's a real science, I think, in the states. In Louisiana, for example, for a capital case, jury selection may well exceed the length of the trial. There was one trial I was aware of where jury selection continued for up to 2 weeks and then the trial only lasted 4 days.
Extraordinary.
And part of the reason for that is that there is a voir dire process. And the voir dire process is something that doesn't exist in Victoria, where both sides are able to question prospective jurors. In some cases, in some parishes, the lawyers also have access to a questionnaire that the prospective jurors have completed before they appear under the summons.
And what sorts of questions do they ask?
I think just the usual questions about, do you know anyone in law enforcement, names, addresses, etc.? Have you been affected by violent crime? The one that interested me most was they ask about your hobbies, and people were very open about what their hobbies were. The number of people in Louisiana that collect stamps is astonishing.
So in this voir dire, sometimes this voir dire process, this questioning of the jurors, which can sometimes last up to 2 weeks, what sorts of questions do they ask people?
Generally, it's building on what is in the questionnaires, if the questionnaires exist, but the lawyers are able to ask any question, really, delving into occupation, to family members. Again, have you been affected by a violent crime? In capital cases, for sure.
And what your views are about capital punishment.
Exactly, because to sit on a capital case, you must be able to vote for death.
Lawyer Ursula Noy. And next week on the Law Report, we'll be looking at capital punishment in Southeast Asia.